Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Mario. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion research from Kern County. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask for donation. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I think I might be. I can't remember. Like, how long does registration last? Like, I registered the last time, like, 4 years ago.
Okay, you should be still registered unless, you know, you move out.
Oh,
or,
okay.
Yeah, you should.
I guess I am. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. Do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Probably independent.
Okay. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the state or for Texas state legislator, do you usually vote for mostly Democrat candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
I would say it's probably mostly Republican.
Okay. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, you could choose from one of the two, in your opinion, is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
I mean, it's probably fine for it to continue. I feel like it could get a lot worse. I mean, I think we're better off than most other states.
Okay. Okay. This Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, based on your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, it can certainly be improved. I mean, that's without a doubt. But, yeah, I think it's fine, yeah, it is.
Okay. Which of the following is most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Property taxes, gun violence, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, violent crime, funding for public schools and teacher pay, abortion rights, illegal immigration and the border, the economy, inflation, and jobs. Which one do you feel is most important?
Probably inflation. Inflation. Yeah,
inflation. Okay. 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 And which is the next most important problem or issue? Property taxes, gun violence, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, violent crime, funding for schools, public schools and teacher pay, abortion rights, illegal immigration, and the border.
I guess the teacher payment and funding for schools.
Okay.
I think we're actually pretty much at the bottom on that one here in Texas, what I hear.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, next, mark your opinion for each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Donald Trump.
You're neutral, like. I'm really not invested in, like, you know, anything federal level. I just keep it local.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Yeah, just same neutral.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Yeah, just neutral, same.
Okay. Ted Cruz?
think he's kind of a goofball, but, I mean, I don't know any of his policies or anything. He just makes a lot of memed content. So I'd just say neutral. It's not like I dislike him or like him. It's just, neutral.
Okay. Avery Bishop.
I don't even know who that is. I'll just say neutral.
Okay. Colin Allred.
I don't know that one either. Neutral.
Okay. Angie Chan Button.
I don't know. Neutral.
Okay. Now, and as your answer as neutral, would you say don't know instead of very favorable, somewhat favorable, unfavorable, very unfavorable? Would you keep it as?
I mean, half of those, I literally never heard of their names. Couldn't say if I don't favor them or do favor them. But I just, I'm not involved in that presidential level because, it doesn't affect me. All the local stuff is the part that's really important, city and governor.
Okay. Thank you, sir. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Oh, if I had to choose, honestly, I guess I'd probably go with that Robert Kennedy.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent. Okay. Next question. If the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
What were the options?
Ted Cruz, Republican, Colin Allred, Democrat, if you had to choose today.
Oh, I see. If I had to choose, I guess I'd just go with Ted Cruz.
Okay. If the election for Texas state representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chan Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I guess Angie Chan. Like I said, I've never heard of either one of them, but I just, I roll Republican when I'm unsure. That's just how I was raised,
Okay. All right, thank you. Now, next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. Angie Jan Button is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled from communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UT Dallas, and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. Now, Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first-time candidate and SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit created literacy programs. Avery is the child of a hardworking parent, a Filipino immigrant mom and father who is a fifth generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be force agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools and the ban of abortion, expand affordable health care, and to more working families and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Angie Chan Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Angie Chan still. Not for any real reason. You know, they both have very good backgrounds. I'm sure they're great people. I don't really get involved in it. I default to Fred, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving to the next question here. American culture. Mark which side you agree with most. First statement, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, inclusion for all people, diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race and sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunities. Next statement, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is running America with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Which side would you agree most?
I mean, probably the first one. I agree with that sentiment more. I mean, I do feel like there's some elements of truth of the second statement, that some of that does happen, but I don't think that's the basis of, you know, the country. Like, you know, more than not, we already are pretty balanced and equal treating to pretty much everyone.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, values and freedoms. Mark which side you agree with most. First, agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Second one, agree with those who say Texas should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. Which one do you agree with the most?
Yeah, I think that one's the second statement. Pretty definitely, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Not really, no.
Okay. When it comes to the local school, public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? Lack of funding for the state leading to school closing, the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods, liberal teachers union indoctrinating our kids, or lower teacher pay. Which one do you see the biggest issue or problem?
I mean, if a school was closed, that would be a massive issue, but at the same time, I'm not aware of any schools that have been closed. I mean, I would definitely say, like, you know, in the situation where a school is getting closed, I mean, that's going to be the biggest issue. I mean, that covers all the others. But I can't think of any schools that have been closed. Yeah.
Okay. Would you say, because there's two answers there that are closer to what you're thinking of or going. Lack of funding for the state leading to schools closing, or the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods? Which one do you kind of lean?
I think that the impact of closing a school on the neighborhood.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions? Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I think I do agree with that.
Okay, thank you. Now, next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislator that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each, either a very strong reason to vote against the candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. Okay, so these are just statements about each of the candidates running for state legislator that their opponents might make. So first statement here, Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda. Do you feel very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason?
I'll say weak. I mean, just because I'm not informed. I don't know if she, you know, actually does that or, you know, intends to do that.
Okay.
I'll just say, you know, weak. I don't know.
Okay. Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control. How do you feel? What's your?
Yeah, I'd probably say a weak knowledge. I mean,
okay.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying, personally, I don't have any, inclination or, intuition of whether that's the case or not.
Okay, thank you. Avery Bishop and her Democrat pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities. How would you feel?
I certainly wouldn't approve of that, or I wouldn't like that to happen, but I don't know if Avery Bishop has those intentions. I don't know.
Okay. Would you say very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Is this like a true false? Like, do I think that
no.
true or false?
No, that's,
or, no.
Well, that's your opinion. A few statements about each candidate running for the state legislature that their opponent might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason for you to vote.
Oh, I guess that would be a strong reason to vote against them if it was true.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
On both. And so you want me to change the weak reason to very strong against?
Yeah, like it,
or do you
the
want
explanation
to keep the,
obviously matters. Like if that statement is true, then yes, I would feel strongly not to vote for them.
Okay,
but
okay.
I don't know if it's true or not. Yeah.
Okay. So with the Avery Bishop and her Democrat pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that had allowed an invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities. Do you feel very strong against?
I don't like that to happen.
Okay. Angie Chan Button says she is a small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on things like water breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality. How do you feel?
I guess I'm kind of a person who likes power to be kept locally. So I think I would dislike that. She's removing power from like each city to choose individually, like what their mandates are, I guess.
Okay. So very strong.
I don't like
against.
Big umbrella. Sure. Against, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thank you. Next, Representative Button voted against giving schools teachers a raise. How would you feel about that?
Oh, that'd be fine.
Okay. Weak reason, somewhat strong against, or very strong against?
Oh, I mean, I'd actually support that.
Okay. So weak reason?
I guess it'd be a weak reason, right?
Okay. Angie Chan Button supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors. How would you feel by that?
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that. Yeah, I grew up in a public school system. I mean, I think the funding, you know, the taxpayers' money should go to their own district, to their own, you know, public school where their kids are going.
Okay. So you would say very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason with that statement?
You can put strong against.
Okay, thank you. Angie Chan Button supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk in health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. How would you feel?
I feel like Texas, you know, just traditionally has been a non-abortion state, so like the anti-abortion, I guess they call it. But mm-hmm. if someone needs to go and chooses to go to a different state, well, that's their business. It's out of our hands. I don't think that's too heavy-handed to try and reach out beyond our state and prevent that. So I guess I'd be somewhat against that.
Okay. Despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Chan Button has failed to fund our public schools, which led to four local elementary school closures, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I mean, you got to keep the schools open. I'd be against that.
Very strong against or somewhat against?
You put very strong against.
Okay. All right. Last one. Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for our school kids that only further worsens the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age. How would you feel?
Yeah, I'd be against that too.
Very strong or somewhat?
I mean, I'd say somewhat. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to get definitions because, like, one person's interpretation of education might be another person's interpretation of, you know, exposing to inappropriate material. But it's like, you know, it's just kind of a matter of perspective.
Okay. Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Avery Bishop. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. So these are statements about the record and policies of the candidates for state representative, Avery Bishop, okay? First statement, Avery Bishop believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion even when their lives are in danger. Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Yeah, I'd say neutral. I mean, that's a tough subject. I would get the thing is like, well, I'm not a woman, so I can't really, like, I don't know if it's empathize or sympathize, but, you know, I can't really put myself in that position.
Okay. Thank you. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers. Avery Bishop says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas family relief from rising rates. Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative on that statement?
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing. That sounds positive.
Okay. Very positive or somewhat positive?
You can put very positive.
Okay. A product of public schools, Avery Bishop knows education is the key to getting ahead. She will fight to make the state pay its full share of public funding to keep our local neighborhood schools open. How do you feel? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Yeah, you can put very positive.
Okay. Avery Bishop will push for sensible gun safety laws to protect school kids from gun violence. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, that's positive. You put somewhat positive on that just because,
okay,
you know, that's a very ambiguous terminology of sensible gun protection. It's like, well, one person draws the line might be way further or closer than someone else might consider sensible. You know, it's, you really got to micro it down, but you can put somewhat positive.
Okay. Thank you. Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver. In order to help inmates who serve their time succeed when released, she wrote an app that helps them clean their record to get a job and find housing and health care to survive in the outside world. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's a positive. You can put somewhat positive on that.
Okay. In the legislature, Avery Bishop focus will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making home ownership and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage, improving working condition, and supporting our local public schools. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, you put very positive.
Okay. In the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do. How do you feel about that?
You could put neutral. I mean, Medicare is a huge thing. I really have no information on it. I'm not on it myself, so I couldn't really say.
Okay. Avery Bishop represents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments, including paying for law school by becoming Miss Texas, show she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that's good. You put somewhat positive.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a pretty unusual way to pay for school, is to, you know, become Miss Texas. But I guess there's money in that.
Okay. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Avery Angie Chan Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat? If you had to vote today, who would you vote for?
I was almost like not even paying attention to like which one did what. I was just kind of listening to the actions. Whichever one, you know, got the better, you know, response from me, like whichever one I said was more positive,
this is your opinion, and that's where, you know, that's what we want. I cannot kind of influence.
Oh, yeah. Are you able to read me back what I said earlier?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are you telling me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't remember.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, let's see here. This last one. Okay, Avery Bishop's, you got more on very positive on her. Let me see. This one is Avery Bishop against. Well, I mean it's kind of half and half on, you know. But I mean, based on what you've heard, what you know, how you feel, which one would you, which side, I mean, if you had to choose today, which one would you vote for? Angie Chan Button, Republican, Avery Bishop, Democrat? Just your opinion.
Okay.
And
I
guess
not
a wrong or
Avery
wrong.
Bishop. Right, yeah. I'm just thinking, like, in my mind, I'm not too invested on, like, the abortion type stuff. I think maybe a lot of those questions were for the Angie Chan side. I'm just not really, you know, interested in that. I'm more concerned about making sure the funding goes where it should be going, you know, not in the pockets of private big corporations, you know. So I think that was more of an Angie or Avery Bishop type solution.
Okay. 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 All right. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 54 to 64, I'm sorry, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
Yeah, I'm 29.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No, I'm pretty much just pure white Caucasian.
Okay. All right. Well, that answers the other one. Do you consider yourself to be, and you said white Caucasian. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
I don't, no. I have an associate that was a 2-year college.
Okay.
So no bachelor's or higher. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Okay. Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No, I
yes or no? No, okay. YouTube, TV?
I guess you can say YouTube. I mean, just rarely I'll watch a video from like KTLA or Fox or, you know, just a one-off
okay.
thing, but it's usually not even political related. It's more of like some kind of, you know, just a news story, like a dog saves family from burning house. I don't know. Something weird like
okay.
that.
Okay. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
No, I don't have any of those.
Okay. Facebook, Meta?
No.
Okay. TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
No, I don't have, like, cable. I don't watch any TV.
Okay. TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, so that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a good night. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you too. Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.